I am an artist living in beautiful Vermont, USA, and I have a lot of questions. So I engage the minds of the people that I meet, poets, writers, artists. I explore what's inside and share it with you. My name is Ricky McEachran, and I am eager to know.
All right, hey everybody. Today on Eager to Know, I'm your host, Ryan Matthew, and I'm interviewing the actual host, Rick. Rick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Very, very excited that you agreed to do this.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to be in the studio again with you.
Oh, good.
So we're here to talk about Rick's new upcoming art exhibition, and it's called Semitones. I know you're going from a certain painting style that you used to do for years, right? Kind of more realistic stuff, starting with pictures, kind of just doing a loose interpretation of that picture, and now you're moving into abstract. That seems like kind of a big jump. Tell me how the semitones kind of theme came in with that.
So a semitone is like the smallest building block in Western music. So I sort of thought of it as the foundational building block of music and all of the music that I've been studying. I've been studying piano, studying music theory, and it's really influenced me and kind of changed the way I view my art. And so I thought that since I'm in a way starting from scratch, that I would start with, you know, the word tone is a art, you know, could be an art term, and the semitone is the building block of music.
Awesome. I love that. It sounds really perfect for the transition that you're making into a totally different form of art.
Yeah.
And you are kind of laying the foundation of that with this new abstract style.
Yeah.
You know, I was at your studio earlier today and the pieces were awesome. And it was so different from anything that you did before. So how exactly do you think piano has influenced this new version of you? Like, what do you feel is like awakening in you right now that is causing this new form of art to come out?
Well, I would say the biggest thing is I sort of understood that abstract art could have true value in the world. I know that sounds like a very grandiose statement, but I would you know, be exposed to abstract art and even interview abstract artists on my my podcast, and I liked their art, but I don't know, there was part of me that just couldn't understand how it could be art if it didn't have a goal. Like, how do you know if it's good if it doesn't look like something? And when I started studying piano and studying like classical music, which I immediately knew that this is incredible art. And then when I realized it's all abstract, I mean, Mozart is not trying to replicate the sound of trees blowing in the wind or the sound of waves. He is basically taking, you know, different frequencies and audio frequencies, changes in audio pressure, and basically trying to make you feel a certain way and take you on a journey. And I realized that that has true value in the world, and it made me realize that I could do the same thing with changes in light frequencies, which is color, and I could do the same thing, and it could be really incredible.
Okay, great. So with that being said, what kind of a journey do you want to take people on during this art exhibition?
I just want people to feel something and think something. That's all. I guess every painting that, you know, we went through in my studio, each one of them, you know, some of them I told you, like, this is what I was thinking with them. I don't necessarily need for people to know that, but I definitely want people to feel something. In the same way that when you hear a piece of music, it makes you feel something or think something or remind you of something or evoke emotions, thoughts. I really want people to have a reaction to the paintings.
And if you could pick a reaction for anyone to experience, what would you want them to experience?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think maybe something like I never thought of colors and shapes in that way. It could be pleasing. Like, that's sort of weird, but that makes me feel something, even though maybe it's a little jarring.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I hear that, again, going back to the music, a lot of the stuff that I'm doing, I'm learning this one piece. I think it's a Haydn waltz, and it kind of has this jarring intro, and then it kind of goes into something that's really beautiful. And when I first started playing it, I remember my piano teacher was like showing me, this is how it sounds, dun, 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 dun. And I remember like, oh, that sounds kind of weird. Like, are you sure that's right? But it was right. But now that I've been with it, I'm like, this is really incredible. Like, he sort of starts you with something that's a little jarring, and then he brings you into something that's very soothing. So I hope something like that with my paintings. I know there was one of them, the really large one, that was the, I think your girlfriend said it was like cowboy colors. And like that one, I feel like the colors on that are a little jarring. Like they're kind of non-traditional for a large painting. And I was thinking about that Haydn waltz when I was doing it. I kind of wanted to do something that was a little jarring, but still beautiful.
Awesome. That's awesome to see how that music truly translated into that piece.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird. It's really cool, too.
It's really strange.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really
so
weird.
Jarring people. It sounds like you want to kind of maybe awaken something in people when they look at these pieces.
Yeah.
What do you want to awaken in people?
I think it's, I don't know if it's something in particular. I think everyone is going to experience, I want people to experience the pain. I don't, with their own, bring their own history and their own emotions. Because the paintings are very, you know, semitones, foundational. It's all simple, somewhat simple concepts and ideas and visual shapes. So it's kind of very, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. I keep using the word foundational. But yeah, it's basically about relationships and patterns and symmetry. And these things, I feel like that's very, kind of like the simpler part of your brain, so it can kind of get at a lower level, at a lower frequency. So I don't know what it's going to shake up, but I want it to shake up something.
Awesome. It definitely shook something up in me. And then when you played piano while we were looking at the paintings, that it changed everything.
That's so interesting. So just so everyone knows, we were at my studio, and I was telling them about my piano was in the studio, and they asked me to play piano, which I was not that enthusiastic about, but it's okay that it happened because, you know, some of the stuff I'm playing is kind of difficult, so I can't play through. But that's interesting that you had that reaction. I did not expect that.
It was like the paintings changed right as you started playing. It was like, oh, wow.
Really?
They almost started to move.
Wow.
I don't know. What do you think about that? Because you learning piano and music theory inspired this whole transition into this abstract art and inspired a lot of these pieces, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I was really surprised when you said that. And then when I realized you were serious, I was really surprised. I guess it makes sense, though. But it makes sense. But I never would have thought that. I would have never have thought that. But yeah, it does make sense because a lot of what I'm learning, a lot of the pieces that I practice piano every day. So it's a part of my brain every day. And particularly when I was when I was working on those paintings, or I still am, it's really influencing things. I'm not always listening to classical music while I'm painting, but sometimes I am, but I don't know. I mean, by classical music, modern music is all based on classical music, so it's kind of all the same thing. So I can just see how that would work.
I feel like a big part of your future is going to be actually playing the piano at your art exhibitions.
Really?
I think I don't know. It changed something in me, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would have to record it.
Oh, whatever.
I can't be like, I don't know.
You got to walk around and
talk
about it.
We'll work out the logistics. Certainly anything is possible. And, you know, and if I decide, we talked a little bit about musical composition. And, you know, maybe in the future I will compose. I can totally see myself composing music along with paintings, for certain.
Because buy this soundtrack with this painting.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Something cool. like that. But yeah, because the two are definitely, they are, the music and the visual, the painting are very close in my brain. Mm. They're not. It's not a perfect mapping, but they're definitely next to each other, and they influence each other, as I'm sure they do for you.
Yeah.
You know, in your, when you're playing music or composing music, I'm sure there is a visual component to that.
It's a little less for me, but I totally see that. I definitely see. I'm not even sure, actually.
But what about
really thought about?
But
that.
What about lyrics? So to me,
lyrics, yes.
So like lyrics is like the other part of it. So that's like the other side. There's like the music, there's the visual, but then there's the music, and then there's the storytelling with words.
Right.
Which is, that's the other, I feel like it's, you know, a linear progression. The other side of it would be the words. So yeah. I can see how there would be they would be very close in your brain.
Yes.
The storytelling with words and the music.
Yes. And that's very similar to what you're saying. The music and the pictures, the painting, the visions that you're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, we did, the last time I was on this show, you interviewed me, which was really awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know you that well, but it's pretty clear for me to see that you're in a pretty big transition period in your life as far as learning a new art form, you know, music, piano, music theory, and you're switching your whole painting style.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about like what inspired that change.
I think it's just something inside of me told me I need to do this. I don't know. I know that sounds kind of odd, and it's not like I have thoughts like that all the time, but I definitely had them at certain points of my life where something is telling me you need to go in this new direction. And it's very, it's just, it kind of felt that way. I felt like with what I was doing, I mean, I love the paintings that I had been doing, and I probably will continue to do those as well. But there was something about it that felt that I'm a little strange up here, and I don't think that my paintings were very strange.
Okay.
So I feel like this strangeness and the way that the unique way that I can see the world and comes out of my mouth all the time. Like, if, you know, I think all my friends would think that I'm a little strange. It doesn't come out in my paintings. Those traditional paintings. And I think, strange.
Being a little weird is good. I just want to throw that out there to all the listeners. Being weird is good. Being a little strange is good.
I am totally fine with it.
Yeah.
I am totally fine with it. But I think that the paintings sort of express something that is a bit more unique, a unique aspect.
Like more really you. Is that kind of what you're saying? Like a more authentic version of you?
I probably wouldn't use those words. But I think that there's a part of, I think there's a part of all of us that is, you know, I don't know. I know that when I was a kid, I would fall asleep to music. And I would see the music.
Mm.
And I don't know, maybe all people do this, but I would definitely see visual things. And then I know that, I don't know. So it's kind of like that. And I don't really know how to explain it. I just think that there's something inside of me. There's a percentage of me that's like everybody else, and there's a percentage of me, like all of us, which is why I do this podcast, is to find out that unique part of everyone. So I think maybe it's just trying to find that unique part of me, maybe.
So maybe that little voice that you're hearing, like, hey, you should really try this out, try to do this. Maybe that's leading you to that little more unique part of yourself, is what you're saying.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
I'll go with that.
Would you tell your listeners to, if they hear that whisper, to listen to it?
Well, I think it depends on what it's saying. it depends on what your history of that whisper is, to be perfectly honest. I think that people have impulses and desires and pulls and draws that are not healthy at all.
Mm.
and they feel like this is what I was meant to do, but it's really not good for you, and it's really can be very destructive. So I think that you have to look at your own relationship with that voice inside your head. I certainly have things that that in the past have drawn me that felt like this is the thing to do, but it's really destructive. That particular voice that you know I was referencing, it's a very soft, subtle, kind of a low frequency hum type of thing. Of course, it's all going back to music, but it's this low frequency hum that's barely audible, but it's very powerful. So I don't know. I think people have to, I guess I would tell people to not, I don't want to be giving people advice, but I know what's worked for me is paying attention to all of it, all of it. And whether it's even, you know, the things that make you feel bad, I think you should pay attention to that too. You know, the things that make you feel stressed and anxious, and those are, you know, you can learn from all of that.
Really beautifully said. I know we talked a little bit about what you may want other people to experience or have that kind of jarring effect with these.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about you through witnessing these paintings in this exhibition?
I think I really just want people to feel something with the art.
Awesome. I think they will.
You know, I
felt something. Yeah.
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 I was really pleased with your response when you came in. You were definitely like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm super excited for it. When is it?
So the show is it's running in Saxons River, Vermont. The opening is Saturday, April 27th, 6 to 8, and you can go to rickyartist.com for more details. And well, there's really not that many more details, but it's basically that's all the details. Main Street Arts in Saxons River. The show runs. There's technically a preview on the 26th, which is Friday night, which. Just so you know, it is going to be the Main Street Arts open mic.
Oh.
Which, so that is on the 26th. So you should consider coming and performing.
We'll talk about that later.
And we'll talk about that. But so technically, the gallery is going to be open on the 26th. And the show runs until, it's very short. It's only till May 12th. But the opening is on the 27th.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing this transition with us on your own show. Thanks for having me host. This was a blast.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you came to do it. I know that you and we don't know each other outside of, like, I stumbled upon you through my transcendental meditation teachers. I invited you on. I really thought that the conversation that we had when you were on was one of the strongest episodes I had, and I really felt like we connected. I knew when I wanted someone to do this, come take a look at the work. I really was curious about what you would think.
Would you say you were eager to know?
I was eager to know what you would think. And I'm so glad that you made the trip over here and to do it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was an honor.
My name is Ricky McEachran, and you have been listening to Eager to Know, the podcast. If you haven't already, please go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Eager to Know podcast.